gorgeous, and welcome to episode 4 of the School of Self-Improvement podcast. I am your host, Christina. I'm an emotional eating and self-sabotage coach. I'm also a qualified nutritionist and health coach. My mission is to enable women everywhere to move past their fear and their resistance, their self-doubt, and achieve success in all areas of their lives. Together, we can help you to build that successful business, get paid for your incredible talents, ask for that promotion, lose that weight, or apply for that dream job, literally achieve anything else you can dream for your life. It's all there and waiting for you to take it. In last week's episode, we talked about getting better goals. Now, I'm not going to shout at you this week, I promise. But what happens when you have a goal and you've set this better goal, but you just can't get there? You might have followed all of the tips and tricks I gave you in last week's episode, but you still can't quite reach that goal. So stay tuned, because in today's podcast, I am going to talk to you through the steps to take when you just can't get for that longed for goal. Before we jump in, I want to take a moment to invite you to sign up for my next live coaching session, Saying Goodbye to Overwhelm. It's happening on Thursday, 2nd of September, 2021. I am going to give you my top tips for avoiding overwhelm, which is one of the biggest reasons why we can't stick to our weight loss goals. I've popped a link into the show notes, so make sure you head over there after the episode, because I want you to listen first to join up. It's completely free. And if you can't make it to the live event, don't worry, I got you. You will get a link to rewatch it anytime. But those who do come to the live event, show up in person, will get a very special gift for me. So head over there and sign up when you've listened to this episode. When you first set a goal, it makes you feel excited and you daydream about reaching it. You know, we've all had those moments where we are sitting imagining ourselves in our goal jeans or in that bikini, or just feeling good, feeling confident, feeling strong, and feeling like we are on top of the world. Daydreaming is completely free, and I am a total fan of it. I like to daydream about what I will do and what I will feel like, because I think it is so motivating. But what if you can't actually see any progress and you start to get disheartened? For me, this is the danger zone. And this is especially true for weight loss goals. I often get messages from people who are feeling so down because the scale said that they were up that day or it hasn't moved in weeks or months. And they just feel that that goal is slipping further and further away. Now, I have been there. When I started my weight loss journey, I had a massive goal of more than 100 pounds to lose. And I broke it down into smaller bite-sized chunks. But at a certain point, the scale stopped moving for me. And that 100, I think it was 110 pounds that I set at first, was just further and further and further away. And I got so demotivated and I got so disheartened that I stopped trying, and I just completely succumbed to emotional eating to cope with the frustration and the unhappiness of not being able to get to that goal. So I have been there. So what do you do when your goal seems so far out of reach that you can't imagine it and you can't daydream about when you will get there? Well, I'm going to share with you my three-pronged approach to this sticky resistance. I call it my 3M approach, and it works really well for helping you to see a way through. Now, I usually share this with my private clients, so like, you are getting your money's worth here today on this free podcast. So when you feel like you have tried everything and nothing is working, and no matter what you do, you feel more and more disheartened and unmotivated, my 3M approach is going to help you out. The first M is move on. Do what works as long as it's working. Do it until it stops working, and then switch to something else that works. Now, if you've been with me since my keto coaching days, then this will be familiar to you. It's something that I've said over and over again. When something works, keep doing it. Don't mess with a winning strategy. That's how I lost over 100 pounds, doing what works every day. When it stops working, then it's a time to reassess. Instead of flogging a dead horse, and I know when I said that, it's like, how bad is that saying? I know it comes from like cowboys flogging a dead horse. It's a really, really not nice mental image, but you get what I mean. Instead of flogging a dead horse, step back and analyze what you are doing. Ask yourself some questions. Is there something small that has changed? If it is a weight loss goal that you are considering and you are looking at, have you added something slowly that first made no difference but actually might be messing you up right now? And in my vast experience, my two cents, artificial sweeteners are usually the culprit here when it comes to weight loss that stops working. Ask yourself why you feel like you want to push on through and why you feel that pushing through is the best option. Is it really? How effective is it to keep pursuing something that just isn't working for you anymore? We can get really attached to the idea of, well, this worked for me for the last year, so it must continue to work. But bodies are not like that. And, you know, if it's not a weight loss goal, well, then, you know, things change, life changes, the world changes. So by asking yourself, what's in it for you at the end, if you keep continuing this, it's a really good way to analyze whether what you are doing right now is valuable for you or not. And this can be applied to any other part of your life that you feel stuck in, not just weight loss. Maybe it's your career. Have you been pursuing something that maybe it's expected of you from your family? You know, that often culturally there's an expectation that, you know, we're going to have a doctor, we're going to have a priest, we're going to have a lawyer, you know, these kind of expectations that are just part of family expectations. Maybe it's your degree subject that you are pursuing, but it doesn't light you up anymore. You're not the same person you were at 18 or 19 or whatever age you chose your degree subject. Maybe it doesn't spark your passion anymore. For example, my husband did his degree in law, but he went to work in IT out of school and just continued on the IT track, and that's what he does now. There is no rule that says you have to follow a career path that has anything to do with your qualifications. I'm a prime example of that. I am a qualified nutritionist and health coach, and that's what I started off doing. If you followed me for a long time, you'll know that I did a lot of weight loss programs. And I'm not saying that it's not something that I would explore in the future. Enough people have contacted me now to ask me to do more weight loss coaching, so it might be something that I consider in the future. But at the moment, my focus is on helping women, and there are some men in my program, overcome their emotional eating issues. And I find that it's what sparks me, what lights my fire, where my passion is right now. It's still weight loss, but it's from a much healthier perspective. Instead of, well, you know, eat like this, but just try harder, it's like, well, okay, this is the way you should be eating because that's right for your body. But let's work on your mind and why you need to eat like this and why you feel like you can't eat like this. You see the difference. Instead of pursuing weight loss at any cost, and this is one of the major issues we have with diet culture, it's get slim at any cost. And that is just so wrong. People are so complimentary when you lose weight. And it's not that they're saying you looked crap before. It's not that. It's an encouragement. But the problem with that is it really feeds into that idea of weight loss at any cost. And that's just so wrong. So remember, there's no rule that says you have to follow a career path that has anything to do with what you initially qualified in. It's okay to drop it completely. I worked with a girl who had a degree, actually she had a master's in English literature, and she did a minor in archaeology. Yeah, total brain fart right then. But yeah, she did English literature and archaeology, and she was working in an IT company with me. So there's no rules. Do what sparks joy in you. Do what lights you up, regardless of whether that has anything to do with your qualifications or not. Knowing when to let go is so, so important to your motivation. The second M is move up. Ask yourself, are you feeling stuck because you're not aiming high enough? And I know you're thinking, not aiming high enough, Christina, I am exhausted at the thought of my goal. But maybe, just maybe, your goals are not challenging enough or ambitious enough. It's been shown that easy goals are harder to achieve because you don't have to work hard for them. That's the exact reason why. It feels like it should be the opposite, that, you know, easier goals are easier to achieve, therefore you do them faster. But actually, it's not. It's the opposite. If you think about it in terms of weight loss, then it's easier to see how this works. So let's say you set a goal of losing a kilogram, 2.2 pounds. If you are strict, then it's possible to lose that in a couple of days. I've had clients lose that in a day. I mean, like seriously, overnight, come back to me and said that they were a kilo down. You know, so for some people, it is possible. You get a little bit complacent because, you know, after all, it's an easy goal. It's a couple of pounds and you can do it easily within a week. It's easy to reach, so you can take your time with it. You're not in a hurry. So maybe you skip your daily walk, or maybe you eat a little bit more food because it's tasty. When you continue like this, it makes losing that kilogram or those 2.2 pounds so much harder because you allow yourself all of this scope creep, is what we call it in project management terminology, where the scope is to lose 2.2 pounds. But the process for getting to that 2.2 pounds is to eat a certain way or to fast a certain amount of hours. But because it's easily achievable, you allow yourself to kind of weave back and forward along the plan, and it takes much, much longer to get there. Think of it as the crow flies. If you want to travel from Paris to London as the crow flies, that's super easy and it's super straightforward and it's quick. But if you want to, let's say, go on the ferry, or you want to take the train, then you've got like a stopover when you leave Paris. You have to change trains when you get off the Channel Tunnel in Folkestone, and then you have to get a connecting train to London, and it just takes so much longer. So think of it like that from A to B is really straightforward as long as you follow the most direct path. But if you allow yourself to get a little bit complacent and to wander off track, it's going to take much, much longer. Goals should stretch you. It should challenge you. It should be somewhat scary and exciting all at the same time. If you are like me and you like a challenge, then setting a harder to reach goal can really help you keep motivated and help you keep focused. So don't underestimate the power of the sense of achievement you will get when you reach your goal or your goal milestone. Reaching a big goal is pretty epic, so please, please, please make sure you celebrate it in any way that you can. That and every milestone along the way, no matter how big, no matter how small. The third M is moving out. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to go pack your bags and leave your significant other or anything like that. It's letting go of the goal. And this is really the only time that I recommend completely scrapping a goal instead of adapting the plan to get there. I'm a huge believer that if you keep your eye on your main goal and just adapt the plan on how to get there, like we talked about in the first M, then you are far more likely to actually achieve that goal, actually reach it. However, there has to be a time when you cut your losses and let go of a goal. This is especially true, again, for weight loss. I don't encourage anyone to set numbers-based weight goals. I actively discourage it, especially as a measure of success or not in certain people. You literally have no control over what your body will do. It's like trying to control how much blood you pump around your body at any one minute. You don't actually have a say in it. It's an automatic process. Yes, you absolutely control weight gain, but not loss. You can do everything right, lose a lot, and do the same thing the next week and lose nothing, because it's not really under your control beyond eating well and eating foods that are healthy for your body. So there might come a point at which you have to say that a goal is no longer serving you, or working towards that goal is no longer serving you. And that might be with weight loss, you can focus on other health improvements that you can actually control. And this is something that I have done. My weight loss ground to a halt, and no matter what I did, it just would not budge. So instead, I changed my focus to health-based goals. So doing some yoga every day, swimming, lifting some weights, doing some bodyweight exercises. All of that is within my control. All of that is something that I can have an actual effect on, and I can choose to do or choose not to do. It's not beyond my actual control. And you can apply this to anything, really. For example, you might decide that you want to read a book a month. A couple of months into your personal challenge, you find yourself staying up later and later towards the end of the month just to get a book finished. The first time you don't finish, you feel so guilty. You get that sinking feeling in your stomach every time you look at the book. This is a goal that no longer serves you. It's actually adding to your stress and overwhelm in your life. Books are supposed to be an escape from reality, and I, for one, love reading, so I feel like I would be adding far too much pressure to myself to challenge myself to read a certain amount. I do have a goal, though, saying that, I do have a goal to read a chapter of a self-help book every day, and I think that that's fairly achievable. Most self-help books are pretty short anyway, like we're not talking about Lord of the Rings epics or anything like that. Reading is one of those self-care acts that I really, really love. It's time to relax and lose yourself. So if you feel like it's something negative or you're putting lots of pressure on yourself, you're not going to enjoy it anymore. Book challenges, from what I've read, can be enough to turn you off reading for a long time, kind of like book-related PTSD. I've often kept one eye on book clubs and book challenges in certain forums that I'm a member of, but I always got the feeling that it was kind of like a race, and, you know, some people weren't enjoying it anymore, yet they felt that they had to keep going and then didn't want to look at another book for months. Nobody wants that. When a goal makes you feel bad, adds stress or overwhelm to your life, it makes you feel sad or any other negative feeling, then it's time to move out. Scrap it, let it go, and find something else that lights you up and makes you excited. Get a better goal. I swore I wasn't going to shout it at you. So let's just say it's with an elevated voice. Get a better goal. So these are my 3 M's of goal setting. I hope they're helpful to you. Don't forget to head on over to my website to sign up for my next live coaching session, where I'm going to be teaching you all about saying goodbye to overwhelm. Once again, for those who missed it, it's happening on Thursday, the 2nd of September, 2021. And as I said at the top of the episode, I'm going to be sharing my top tips for dealing with overwhelm. One of the biggest reasons why we can't seem to stick to our weight loss goals. It's completely free. And if you can't make the live event, don't worry, you'll get a link to rewatch it. But those who make it to the live event will get a very special gift from me. So head on over and sign up. As always, if there's anything you'd like me to talk about or anybody that you would like me to talk to, please feel free to reach out and let me know. You can DM me on social media, or you can contact me through my website, and all the deets are in the show notes. See you next week, gorgeous.